Test 78, Section 3, Question 9. And this says, which of the following if true most helps to explain the surprising finding? So what helps explain this? And it says, organized word-of-mouth marketing campaigns are driven by product boosters who extol a product to friends and acquaintance. So word-of-mouth, driven by boosters, tell other people. A study found that these campaigns are more successful when the product booster openly admits to being part of an organized marketing campaign. So that they're more successful if the person says, hey, I'm a brand representative or whatever, brand ambassador. This is surprising because one of the purported advantages of word-of-mouth campaigns is that consumers take a less skeptical stance towards word-of-mouth messages than mass media advertisements. So this is weird because normally people are a little more skeptical about mass media and they're less skeptical towards word of mouth. So we want to know, why would word of mouth still work better even when the people say that that they are part of that campaign, when normally big national campaigns people are more skeptical of them? And here, I mean, I kind of thought, well, they're still talking to their friends and acquaintances, so that's still maybe a little better. So, but there are lots of things. We need anything that's going to say, yeah, word of mouth is going to work better even if people know that the people are part of a campaign than other types. So answer choice A, word of mouth marketing campaigns are generally used for specialty products that are not well suited being marketed through mass media. Well, I'm not sure that really tells us about it, because that's about mass media, but the comparison isn't to mass media. It's more effective when the person admits to being part of the campaign. So it's not about mass media versus word of mouth. It's word of mouth when you don't say you're part of it versus word of mouth when you do. So that's our key distinction. Those who tend to be the most receptive to mass media campaigns are also the least likely to be influenced by the knowledge of product boosters affiliation. I don't know that really differentiates between when people know that you're part of the campaign versus when they don't. See, most people who work as product boosters in word-of-mouth campaigns have themselves been recruited through a word-of-mouth process. Well, but that doesn't really tell us why it's more effective when people know that they are part of the campaign. Word-of-mouth, most word-of-mouth marketing campaigns cost far less. That doesn't really explain anything for us, and so that's not going to do anything. And then when a word-of-mouth product booster admits his or her affiliation, it fosters a more relaxed and in-depth discussion of the marketed product. Well, that would say why it's better when you say you're part of the campaign, and E would therefore resolve the discrepancy.